June 8th through 14th. Alma chapters 8 through 12. Jesus Christ will come to redeem his people. As you read what Alma and Amulek taught the people of Ammonihah, what feels especially relevant to the children you teach? Invite sharing. Invite the children to describe what missionaries do and to tell you about anyone they know who is serving a mission. What do missionaries teach people? Help the children see that Alma and Amulek were missionaries who shared the gospel with the people of Ammonihah. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Alma chapter 8. I can share the gospel. Alma traveled all over the land to preach the gospel, and Amulek preached in his own city to his friends and neighbors. How can you inspire the children to follow their example and share the gospel with others? Possible activities. Read together the first half of chapter 22, Alma's mission to Ammonihah. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 58 through 63. See also the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Invite the children to link arms in pairs and pretend to be Amulek and Alma, who taught the gospel together, as they sing a song about missionary work, such as, I Want to Be a Missionary Now. See Children's Songbook, page 168. Help the children repeat a gospel truth several times, such as, The Book of Mormon testifies of Christ, or, I know Jesus loves me. Then invite each child to practice sharing this truth with someone else in the class. As part of this activity, you could help the children complete this week's activity page. Ask the children to tell you about something they have shared with a family member or a friend, such as a toy or candy. Help them list some important things we can share with others about Jesus Christ. Explain that because the gospel is so important, Alma went to share it with the people in many other cities so they could learn how to be happy. Alma chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. I can be a good friend. Amulek's service to Alma is a good example to the children of how they can love and serve others. Possible activities. Invite one child to pretend to be Amulek and another child to pretend to be Alma as you tell the story in Alma chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. Let the children help tell the story and invite different children to be Alma and Amulek. How was Amulek a good friend to Alma? Ask the children to talk about how someone has been a friend to them. How did that experience make them feel? Why does God want us to be good friends to others? Find or draw a picture representing friendship, like two people hugging, or a heart, and cut it into puzzle pieces. On the back of each puzzle piece, write something that Alma and Amulek did to be good friends, or things we can do to be a good friend. Invite the children to take turns selecting a piece and adding it to the puzzle as you read what is written on the back of it. Help them think of people they can be a friend to. Testify that Jesus Christ is the greatest friend we can have. Alma chapter 11, verses 43 through 44. After death, I will be resurrected. Amulek taught the people of Ammonihah about the resurrection. How can you help the children you teach understand what it means to be resurrected? Possible activities. Use your hand to represent a spirit, and use a glove to represent a body. Take your hand out of the glove to show the children that our spirits and bodies will be separated at death. Then place your hand back in the glove to show that our spirits and bodies will be joined together again at the resurrection. Let the children take turns putting the glove on and taking it off as you read Alma chapter 11, verse 43 to them. Display the picture, Mary and the resurrected Jesus Christ. See Gospel Art Book number 59. And testify that Jesus Christ made it possible for everyone to be resurrected. Invite the children to draw pictures of their friends or family members, including extended family members. As the children share their pictures, point to each friend or family member they drew and explain that he or she will be resurrected. Testify that Jesus made it possible for us to be with our families forever. Teach the doctrine. Older children. Alma chapters 8 through 10. I can share the gospel. Alma and Amulek shared the gospel, even when it wasn't easy. How might their courage and faith inspire the children you teach? Possible activities. In your own words, summarize the events in Alma chapters 8 through 10. Select several principles from these events that could help the children share the gospel, such as perseverance. See Alma chapter 8, verses 8 through 13, testifying of Christ. See Alma chapter 9, verses 26 through 27, and having a companion. See Alma chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. Invite the children to read selected verses and tell what they learn about sharing the gospel. Why is it important to tell others about the gospel? Invite the children to share experiences when they shared the gospel with someone, or share your own experience. Invite the children to listen for ways they can prepare to share the gospel as they sing a song about missionary work, such as, "We'll Bring the World His Truth." See Children's Songbook, page 172. Why does Heavenly Father want us to share the gospel? Help the children plan ways to share the gospel with their friends, such as giving them a copy of the Book of Mormon or inviting them to a church activity. Give them time to role play what they might say or do in these situations. Alma chapters 11 through 12. God's plan is a plan of redemption. How will you use Alma chapters 11 through 12 to make known unto the children the plan of redemption? See Alma chapter 12, verse 30. Possible activity. Write on the board some of the principles related to the plan of redemption that are found in Alma chapters 11 through 12, such as the fall of Adam and Eve, the atonement of Jesus Christ, repentance, death, resurrection, and judgment. Read a few verses from Alma chapter 11 or chapter 12 that teach about the principles and give the children time to draw a picture representing each principle. What is the Savior's role in this plan? Then invite the children to use their pictures to role play teaching a friend about God's plan. Alma chapter 12, verse 10. If I don't harden my heart, I can receive more of the Word of God. When it comes to learning spiritual truths, the condition of our hearts is just as important as the abilities of our minds. Possible activities. Read together Alma chapter 12, verse 10, and discuss what it means to harden our hearts. Why does a hard heart make it more difficult to learn from God? To illustrate this principle, show the children a sponge and a rock and ask them which will absorb water better. How can we show the Lord that we want our hearts to be soft like a sponge? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to look for opportunities to share the gospel or to help someone else this week. Improving our teaching. Bear testimony to your class. A testimony can be as simple as, "I know that Heavenly Father loves each of you," or, "I feel good inside as I learn about Jesus Christ." See also Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 11.